Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. Thank you for a praise team that goes past the surface, God, so we can tap into the spirit and see what you even want to do. Because my mind don't know what you want. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. The kingdom of God is not only words, it's in power. It's not only hearing a great word, but it's being able to demonstrate what you preach. I don't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the power of God. Hallelujah. Demonstration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I was praying this morning, I thought about the disciples. What God said in Acts 1 and 8, he said that the power is going to come upon you to be a witness. And we've been teaching. I got Sister Kathy to teach in Sunday school for a few weeks on who we are in God. But I want you to know today that God spoke to me on the way back from Shreveport, and he told me that y'all were a powerhouse. Yes. A powerhouse. A powerhouse. Hallelujah. Power. Look at somebody and say, you're a powerhouse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are a powerhouse. Thank y'all, musicians. We'll get Cindy maybe after Barbara preaches and I preach. She can sing it. You are a powerhouse. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to say a few scriptures, and Barbara's going to talk a minute. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. He has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things, the church, which is his body. Somebody say, I'm his body. I'm his body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. So God put his power on the inside of you. Dunamis power, strength, ability, authority is what power means. You're a powerhouse. And when you walk in the CCU or you walk in the hospital, power just walked in. Power. Power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Power to cast out devils. Power to heal that hurt on the inside. Powerhouses in Freedom Ministry. Somebody say, I'm a powerhouse. You sit right there. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a powerhouse. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. For through him we both have access by one spirit. One spirit. Not a bunch of different spirits. We were praying this morning. We don't want a bunch of different spirits in our city. We want everything to come subject to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. So he says, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Somebody said they want to start a church and renew the foundation. Was it going to be built upon the foundation of the apostles? Is it going to be built on the foundation of the and the prophets, that they can come in and they can say, this is a little off, or this is this, or they can prophesy, because that's what apostles do. They come into a place and they put everything back in order after they rip everything out, and they make Paul would go to the churches. He said, I hear there's some contentions amongst you. He said, but I'm going to send Timothy because he's my faithful servant, and he's going to come and help you to get those skits. He said, do you want me to come in the rod or with love? He said, when I come around, do you want me to come with rod or love? If you want me to come with love, then get the divisions out. Get the separations out. Get the hatred out. Get the bitterness. Get the jealousy out so we can be one in the same spirit under the same cloud as Moses. He said they were baptized under that same cloud, that spiritual rock. They all drink from the same spirit. So there's no sense in 50 different religions in a city tearing each other apart. And we come against that thing today in the name of Jesus. Through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Not just your church. Can we not fellowship with one another? Or do we give people the right hand of fellowship and tell them to get out because they don't believe like us? I got the right hand of fellowship from Brother Richard. Sometimes people want to give the right hand of fellowship. He said, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, not a man's household. This is not my house. Someone said, oh, well, I know how to treat someone in their house. This is God's house. Amen. It's not my house. It's God's house. Amen. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Is Jesus the one that we're lifting up? Is he the one that's in the center? In whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in the Lord. That's what we're supposed to be doing, is growing into a holy temple in whom you also are builded together. Not separate. Not doing our own thing, sitting at home saying, I pray, but I pray at home. He said, together. In whom you're all builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So somebody say, I'm a powerhouse. So I was thinking when that word came into my spirit on the way back from Shreveport, and I was thinking about how the disciples, Jesus warned him that he was going to go away, and they didn't really understand it, what all he was telling them. He said, I'm going to go away, and they said, can we not go with you? And he said, no, you can't go where I'm going. But he said, he breathed on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And he told them to wait until power comes upon them from on high. But that's after Jesus, when Jesus came into our heart, he sealed us with the Holy Ghost. And so you already have what they were waiting on. When you accepted Jesus, you received the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. See, they didn't have that. He had to breathe it into them. But we already got a step ahead because we don't have to wait 10 days because we already have the Spirit on the inside of us. We already a powerhouse. We already got the power of God on the inside of us. So he said, you got something that they didn't have. You already received the Spirit. You already have the power on the inside of you. When you became born again and they had to go in the upper room and tarry till they receive the power. But he said, y'all already have it. Tell the people that they're powerhouses. And when they walk into a place, power walks in. Jesus had to lay hands on the 12 and they received power, the Bible says. But you already have it. As soon as you accepted Jesus, power came on the inside of you because power is within me. Power is within you. We receive the Spirit when we get saved. So if he comes and tells you that you're not saved, you can say, I'm a powerhouse. Because I received the power when I accepted Jesus Christ. Because God said, I give him all power. And I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a powerhouse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the power of God is on the inside of me. It's on the inside of me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard Sister Kathy this morning when she was talking about Moses, and Moses is crying, God, help us, help us, help us. And he said, what you crying to me for? Stretch forth your hand and divide that sea. Thank you. I'm a powerhouse. I'm a powerhouse. I can stretch forth my hand and divide the sea. I can stretch forth my hand and drive that spirit of separation out of here. I can drive it out of my home. I can drive it out of my ministry. I can drive it out of this city. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, this morning, I was praying again this morning, and I found the key. I found a key to walking in that power. I found a key to walking in His love. It's His love. It's the love of God. The love of God, which means God's love, has been shed abroad in my heart. Amen. God's love is in me. And I have found a key to walking in it. I found a key to walking in that power. It's His power. He said He gave it to me. Amen. It's His faith. It's His faith. And He gave it to me. I walk. I'm crucified with Christ, but I live. This body that lives now lives through the power of faith of God, of the faith of the Son of God. It's His faith. It's His power. It's His love. It's His. And I found the key to walking in it. I've taught it 100 times, but I saw it this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just turn to John 12 and verse 24. Hallelujah. See, you can't worry about what you look like. You can't worry about what folks gonna say about you. You can't worry about if you're jiggling or not when you get up here and dance. You can't worry about it. You can't worry about that. We can't worry about none of that stuff. It's got to be Him, all Him, 100% Him. Hallelujah. But I found a key. I found the key. And I've been trembling inside. My spirit's been trembling all morning, Pastor. It's been trembling because I've taught it. I've even done it in certain areas. But this morning, I saw it with my spirit. My spirit saw it. When you see a thing with your spirit, oh my God, you can have it. And something is fixing to change. It's fixing to change. Hallelujah. I want to read it to you. Oh my God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. That's the key. I saw in my spirit this morning, just this morning, I've died to my flesh in some areas. I've died in some areas. I've taught it, I don't even know how many times. But this morning, when I was just sitting there before the Lord, and all of a sudden this came to me, because I was saying, God, I want all that you have. I don't want to stand in your way, God. I don't want to stand in your way. I want you to move. I want you to move in power, and I want you to do it through me, God. I want everything that you have. And I was sitting there, and I saw an apple seed. Y'all know what an apple seed looks like. It's little bitty. It's round or kind of oblong. It's brown and it's hard. It's hard. But when you look at it, you see an apple seed and you know that's an apple seed. Okay? When it goes into the ground and it dies, that's when life comes. We talk about dying here all the time. Die to your flesh. We got to die to our flesh. We got to die to everything that I want. Die to all of my being right. I got to die to all that. But y'all, life don't come until we die. But when I die, all of a sudden I saw all of a sudden that apple seed completely becomes something else. It completely becomes something else when it dies. Life burst forth. open our spirit to get this. Life burst forth when that seed dies. And out of that little tiny itty-bitty brown hard seed comes a tree. It no longer resembles a seed. It no longer looks like it looked when it died. Thank you, Jesus. It no longer looks the same. All of a sudden, it's something else. It's something else. It is something completely different now. And I saw that about each one of us when we just go ahead and die and do that thing we don't want to do. When we just go ahead and lay my life down and do what my spouse is requiring of me. Go ahead and lay my life down and do what my authority is requiring of me. Go ahead and lay my life down and do what my boss on my job is requiring of me. If I just go ahead and lay my life down and do what God is requiring of me, because y'all know that's what he's requiring of you, is to do what your spouse is asking, what your pastor is asking, what your boss is asking, what your brother and sister, we've said it several times since the church started this morning, is becoming one with each other. That's the key. That's the key right there. If I'm struggling with anything, anything. If I'm struggling with alcohol or pornography, if I'm struggling with my spouse because he don't take the trash out, if I'm struggling with anything, guess what? I just need to die. And when I die, y'all, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. When I die, then life comes. When I die to my marriage, when I die to my spouse, when I die to that stuff, then God comes in and he changes my marriage. He comes in and he changes the ministry. He comes in and he changes everything. And it no longer looks like what it did when I started. Amen. It no longer looks the same. It's different. It becomes a different thing. It becomes something that can glorify. Y'all know the scripture says that the trees clap their hands before the Lord. Hallelujah. He can take that little bitty seed and he can change it into something that will bring glory to him. Bring glory to him. And this is not something that I have to attain to. Dying to my flesh is not something that I have to wait until I get spiritual enough to do. Guess what? We ain't spiritual until we do it. It's not something I attain to. It's not something that I'm hoping for. It's not something that's going to come one of these days. I can do it right now. Right now. Make a covenant with God. When Pastor Angie did that, that set me free. Make a covenant. I can just make a covenant with him. I can just, me and him. We can make a covenant with each other that I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this right here. And I made a covenant with him this morning that I'm laying down in that dirt in every single area, whether it's prayer, whether it's praise, whether it's my marriage, whether it's my job. No, I don't care what it don't matter what it is. If I lay my life down in that dirt and let that death come upon me, then life comes. That's what's so good about it. Life comes. That's what I want you to see today. Not that you got to die. No. Life comes. Life comes. But it don't come until then. It don't come until then. And see, I told y'all I've taught this. I've taught it for several years. But my spirit saw it this morning. My spirit saw it this morning. Something's fixing to change in me. It's going to change in my life because I've been doing it, but my spirit saw it this morning. Now something's changing in me. And like I said, it's like my insides have just been all morning because God's doing something. He's doing something. Hallelujah. And the good news is life comes. Life comes. Life comes when that death happens. God can take that old, stale, full of strife, full of manipulation, full of separation, full of fear, full of it, full of all of that. He can take all of that when one person, don't have to be both of you, one of you lays it down and says, okay, God, I give it up. I give it up. I'm not fighting anymore. I'm going to do what is asked of me. I'm going to do it lovingly. I'm going to do it sweetly. I'm going to do it with everything in me, because he says, do everything that you do as unto the Lord. Everything I do is supposed to be as unto him. And I'm laying it all down right now. And then we get up and we go on about our business and we go on about our day, and I do what I'm supposed to do. And God takes that marriage or that friendship or that relationship with my child that was full of bitterness and resentment and hate, and where the devil has brought separation, and he changes it. It takes on a new form then, and life comes into that thing. All of a sudden, life comes into it, and now it looks like, it acts like, it smells like, it tastes like something completely different. Something completely different. Amen? And I can walk in his love. That's how I walk in his love. That's how I do it. It's the key. Y'all, I gave you, it's a key for every area of your life. Every single area. It's a key. Just lay down and let him have it. It ain't no big deal. I'll take the trash out. It ain't no big deal. I'll do it. It's okay. We're going to have peace in here. Amen. We're going to have peace in here. Yeah, he may not treat you the way you think you should, and he may not treat you the way you should be treated. But it's okay. I'm still going to treat you that way. I'm going to lay everything down, and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, what I'm required to do. She said this morning, we're in right standing with God. Well, if I'm in right standing with God, I'm doing what he said to do. Amen. I'm walking in obedience in every area, every single area in my life, every area. And when I do that, his life comes. And all of a sudden, Barbara don't look like Barbara no more. Thank you, Jesus. My marriage don't look like it did when I started. Thank you, Jesus. Our ministry don't look like it did when we started. It's not the same. God has breathed life in all those areas where we've laid ours down. He's breathed life into it, and he's taken us up to where we are now. And where we are now is worlds where we started. It's worlds away from where we started. Hallelujah. But the good news is he ain't done yet. He's taken us to level upon level upon level until we're taking this city, until we're walking in this power that's on the inside of me, because I died to what I think, because I died to what I want, because I died to what I think you think about me. Until I can walk up to somebody in the mall and say, are you thinking about committing suicide? Because I ain't worried about myself. It don't matter what I look like. Amen? When I lay myself in that dirt and I allow that death to come upon me, it is so good. That's such good news that life comes then. And God changes everything about me. He changes everything. If you want your marriage to work, die. If you want your ministry to work, die. That's all you have to do. And see, I kept thinking that this week I was saying, God, I think there's something I did not receive, what I was supposed to receive, or all that you gave me when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because Peter, if you look at Peter, Peter was one rough character when he started off. He was rough. He was real hard. I mean, he was quick-tempered. He was self-righteous. I mean, He rebuked Jesus. He cut off the man's ear. You know, he was quick to jump out in his flesh and react in his flesh. He was quick. He denied Jesus. After seeing miracle after miracle and after telling God, I'll go to the grave for you. I'll never deny you. That's dangerous. After doing all of that, when the Holy Ghost came up on him, he was the first one to stand up and preach. He was the first one to work a miracle. He was the first one, the first one. He wasn't worried about Peter no more. All of a sudden, it seemed like it was like, bam! All of a sudden, he wasn't worried about Peter no more. But God, I did not receive anything. I'm just slow about dying to my flesh. Peter was quick. Y'all remember? He was quick. He's quick. He was quick to die to his flesh, too. He was quick to lay it all down because this is the promise. So all he did was die. And when he did, when he died, then all of a sudden, I mean, it was like, whoosh, you know, God breathed that life came into him and he became something completely different than what he was when he started. He became a completely different person to where 1 Peter, he's talking about love and submission and how to walk in love. This man that chopped that ear off real quick. And it's all the Holy Ghost. Well, see, I was slow about dying to my flesh, but I had received the Holy Ghost. I got the power in me to do that. The power is in me to do it. The power is in you to do it. And that's why I say you don't have to attain to this. This is not something you have to work at. It's not something that you got to one day hope you can die. No, right now. I do it right now. Right now, lay it down. Lay it down. Because y'all know it ain't worth it no how. My being right ain't worth it. It's not worth it. When I could have peace and I could have harmony and I could be one. Because Jesus prayed. That was his prayer. That we become one with each other. That's one with the whole body of Christ. That's one in my home. That's being one with each other. And the way I do that is to lay my down. Lay my will down. Lay myself down. Just put it down. It ain't worth it no how. God can bring life into this situation whenever I lay myself down. He can change everything then. And then my marriage, then my ministry, then our city is going to be something completely different than what it is today. Amen? That's the key. That's the key to walking in the love of God, walking in the faith of God, walking in the power of God. That right there is the key. Just give it up. Just lay it down. I give it up. It's not worth it to me. It's not worth the fight. It's not worth the strife. It's not worth the enemy. See, the enemy brings in the separation. He brings that in. If there's separation in my home, if there's separation between me and my husband, me and my kids, if there's separation in the church between me and my pastor, me and my brothers and my sisters, the enemy has brought something in. And it's usually because I'm trying to protect myself. It's because I'm trying to watch out over me, make sure I'm done right. That's what it is. But whenever I can lay that down, and it's okay with me. You know, the word says in Ephesians, where he's talking about husbands and wives, he says that husbands are to love their wives and wives are to honor, respect their husbands. Well, he don't say, husbands, love your wives if she respects you. I read this in a book this week. And he don't say, wives, respect your husbands if he loves you. It don't say that. The word, that word right there for husbands, love your wives, is agape love. It is the same word, agape. That word, that agape love is that unconditional love that we talked about in Corinthians 13. It don't look at what you do. That love don't have nothing to do with me. It's not about me. It's not about whether you treat me right. It's not about whether you spend quality time with me. It's not about whether you show me that you love me by buying me things. It's not whether you show me you love me by spending time with me. It don't have anything to do with me. You know that you can walk in agape love and not feel one bit of love
toward that person. Not one bit. Your emotions and your feelings can all be, but you can still walk in that love. You can still walk in that agape love. And that's what he's requiring of us. But the only way I can do that is through that key. What is the key? Dying. Laying it down. It ain't worth it. That's the only way I can walk in his love. It's the only way I'm going to walk in his power. Because I've got to be able to trust him and not worry about myself when he wants me to do something that is completely unnatural for me. And going up to someone that I don't know and giving them a word or you know, a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom or whatever he wants is unnatural to me. But I have to completely die to myself in order to have that. Amen? I have to completely die to myself for that life to come in me. For him to change me into that powerhouse that I am. And I can do it right now. I don't have to wait. I don't have to, like, be dead for so long. You know, I don't have to be dead for so long. I just, right now, right this minute, lay it down. And I am that power. I walk in that power now. I walk in that power now. Because I lay my life down. Hallelujah. And I let him do what he wants to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So if you want to walk in that power, if you want to walk in his love, if you want to walk in his faith, let's just lay it down. Let's just lay it down and know that it ain't worth it. I ain't fighting about it no more. I ain't fretting no more. I'm not going to fight and pull against anybody anymore. It's not worth it for me to have what I want or what I like. It ain't worth it. We got a city to reach. We got a city to reach, y'all. A city to reach. And I and myself ain't reached it yet. Me and what I like ain't reached it yet. But we got a city to go after. And I can't do that if I'm not one. We got to be one. We got to be one. We got to be one. And the only way to be one is to put myself in the ground. Lay myself in the dirt. It ain't worth it. So I don't pull on you. And Pastor, I don't ever want to fight against you. I don't ever want to pull against you. Ever, in anything, in the prayer or anything. We want to do what we're called to do. We want to do our part and not worry about me. Amen? Not worry about what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling or how I'm looking or anything else. Because this right here, his kingdom is what we're going after, is his kingdom. His kingdom being established in Crossett, Arkansas. The churches in Crossett, Arkansas becoming one with each other because we're one body. We are one body. And as long as they preach in Jesus, we're one. And we're supposed to function as one body. Amen. And the way I do that is put myself down. Just die to my flesh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sit right up here with me. We tag teaming it, amen? Because I have a vision for the church. I want preachers here and singers here. And this ministry is not going to be like every other church. And in order to go to this next level, I might not ever preach. Because I had a vision of TBN, and that's what God called me. He said, do you see Jan Crouch up there in the front all the time? He said that's what he called. He told me that 3 years ago. He's building an army here, and he pulls up who he wants to. But it'll never be about one man here. It won't. It won't be about one man. It won't be about everybody's for Timmy Anderson. You know, it won't be everybody Pastor Angie, everybody for my husband, everybody Barbara. No, he said that the Spirit was going to take this region. He said it's not through a man, woman, boy, or girl, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. And God is tearing down every structure of this ministry, and I pray he's doing it all over the nation so we can have revival, so revival can come in and his people can rise up and do what they're called to do. They can preach, they can pray, they can sing. It's not about one person getting all the money, one person getting all the glory, one person getting all the credit. It's about the Spirit of God getting honored. It's about the Spirit of God getting the credit. Hallelujah. And as long as this vision is pulling down strongholds, then I'm in my rightful place. I don't care who's got the microphone. As long as they're tearing the devil's kingdom down and building God up. So we tear that structure down. You tell Pastor Pinson the structure of the church must change. The music, you know, I remember her saying that years ago. But God used me to tear it down. If he don't ever use me for anything else, these 4 years, he used me to strip everything in this ministry. Everything. But she prophesied it. She came back from the conference, and God said the structure of the church must change. And she said it's going to take a breakthrough for the pastors. It's going to take a breakthrough for the song leaders to let that go. And talking about dying right now, you know, I'm having to let this church go right now. I'm having to go to some new places in here and bust some more things up in the spirit and let it be manifest in the natural. And that's not easy to do as a pastor, because it's easier just to stay in control and do it every week for yourself. And I've had men and women of God tell me that they always, it's not in here, it was someone else, they've always on their pulpit on the first Sunday of the month, because that's where the money is. Well, the first Sunday of the month, my husband's off, so I'm getting one of y'all to preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.